podcast. A lot has changed since our last pod, and we cannot wait to share it with you.
One of our young ones is about to turn one, and there's loads of prep to discuss for the first birthday party.
We're also in the middle of a sleep battle, so we can discuss how we're coping with the lack of sleep and being back to work.
So blow the cobwebs off your favourite Tory and come and be reacquainted with us in the Doll's House.
So Paul, not only is it obviously our first pod in a long time, it's actually the first time that we've actually just had a general chat. Semi-face-to-face for a long time. So a lot to catch up on. How have you been? What have you done recently?
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it? I think it's been a couple of months since we last properly spoke and recorded. A lot's gone on, hasn't it? It feels like only 5 minutes ago. But yeah, there's a lot happened, mainly for you, I think. So should we go straight into it?
Well, obviously.
So you've had a big change in the household, a big addition.
Talking about it off pod. Is it a zero in? It's like an orange fly swat. It looks like a tennis racket, and you hold a button down, and then you whack a fly or a daddy, like anything that flies, basically. Well, we've got a greenfinch the other day, and it zaps him, and it makes a wonderful cracking noise in the air. And I always thought I was a bit shit at tennis, but apparently I'm like fucking Greg Rosetsky or one of these things. So it's like dead flies knocking around the house. So
it's like a taser for flies then.
So it's a taser for flies. So big news. We've had a new sofa delivered. Lovely cream. And with it was we've got ourselves a little baby girl.
And I believe she's present in the room with you now as we record live.
She's sort of about 8 foot away. She's in one of those, what do they call them? The Moses basket, the nest thing. So we got one of those in. We were going to go for the Moses basket, but we also knew we were getting the soap. We have actually had a sofa as well, so we'll go. So we didn't have enough room for a Moses basket, so we've gone for the nest. She's currently kind of asleep in there. She does move a little bit. Well, she moves a lot. She's a baby, but yeah, I think we'll be all right for a bit. But yeah, so Emmy was born on the 15th of May.
Wow.
A little bit gutted, so we sort of went in and booked the date the week before, and I was trying to get it for the 16th of May, which is I think we've discussed it before, it's a song alike.
Yeah.
But unfortunately they were fully booked. I was like livid. So booked in on the Wednesday. I had my paternity started on the Monday, so I had a couple of days to kind of prep. And then delivered on Wednesday. It was a arranged C-section. And Rach had a natural birth. Rain C-section. Everything went really well. The big news is 6 pounds 8.
Wow.
So she was only a little one.
Healthy weight then?
Yeah, good healthy weight. We were expecting her to be slightly smaller than what Aiden was, because she was always like, you know, your red book, as you go through.
Yeah, the scale.
She was always,
that's it.
She was always like, not worryingly low, but she was always a bit under where Eden was. So we were expecting her to be diddy, and all like the other parents on the ward were sort of like 7 pound 8. I think one had a 10 pound baby. I was like, bloody hell, fire! So she was quite small, but yeah, mother and child are both really well.
Did it all go smoothly in the hospital? Did you? Because last time spoke, I think you were worried about finding the ward, getting lost.
So that all went well.
Everything
was absolutely fine. The biggest issue with where we went, I don't know if I want to say where we went, they were amazing, right? But the issue is the parking issue. So the parking, it's a good 5 or 10 minute walk to get to the maternity ward from where you park. Now, there is a few car parking spaces literally outside the doors. So you'd always go in, and we were lucky enough to find one of those parking spaces because we were basically there from about 7 o'clock in the morning. So it went like literally from there, it went superb. So we got in, as I say, got there about 7. We were waiting with another couple who I think this was their fourth child. And then another couple that kind of came along that was their first together. I think they both had children from separate relationships, but was there first. So straight away we got chatting, and you know, they were all really, really nice. Like, and we were put in the ward about sort of 10 past, quarter past 7. And then we just had to wait there, really. We were kind of given our, you know, turn. And unfortunately, we were the last one to go through. So we had a bit of a wait. But, yeah, they were amazing. The staff were so nice as well.
That's good.
and you could they were put you at ease. You could have a bit of a laugh with him. So it was our turn. You kind of wheel you through. No, I think Rach walked. Rach walked.
Were you on the bed then?
No, we'll come to that in a minute. Actually, to be fair, but honestly, it's the worst thing that you could do. But I say we'll come to it.
Yeah,
in a minute.
I think I know what you're going to say. But yeah. Carry on.
So yes, we pushed the staff were pushing the beds along, and Rach was kind of walking. I was like, I had it's like the little kind of cupboard with the baby bed on it. That's the see-through thing. So I was pushing that.
Yeah.
And then we're having a chat with the nurses on the ward. Like, as we're in, it's like a purgatory room you're in. It kind of holds you. So it's got a load of gear in there, but you kind of wait till you go into theatre. And then we're having a chat about, you know, is it the first baby and things like that. And then they were like, right, okay, you're going to go through now. We'll see you in a minute. And I just sort of shared jokingly, I can have a tea, milk, two sugars when I come out. So anyway, left that with her, and then yeah, everyone was really, really nice. I was completely hopeless. There was like, I'm obviously there for moral support, and obviously because it's my kid, but I did nothing in that room. Rach was like, have the iPad, and then he come the phone. We've got like a playlist set up that was you can play in the background, and then they give you the, you know, like a little, I don't know what they call them, like a little speaker that you keep, like Bluetooth speaker, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sat there with her like, I thought, do you want the music yet? Like, not yet. So she's having epidurals and stuff and being all set up there, or moving all the gear about. Da da da. Do you want the music yet?
Like, you were just ready to hit play.
Exactly. So yeah, we're moving all that around, and then I just stood there actually. So do you want to sit down? I was like, yeah, might as well. So I sort of sat in the chair while they're getting her all set up, and then they were like, well, do you want to move closer to her head? I was like, yeah, all right. So I kind of moved my seat down to where she was, still holding this fucking... I was holding two phones. I was holding my phone as well. So it was like two phones. And they were like, right, you can play the music now. I was like, hold on, I haven't set it up. So anyway, I got the music playing, and they were about to obviously... And they were like, do you want to take any pictures? And they had... she must have been a lab technician, like... But she was like, I'll do it for you. And it was like a personalised photo shoot. It was she must have taken about 100 photos, and it was class. So anyway, it went in, wow. Obviously started digging away. They had a student, she was a medical student in there. So she was just about to go, first year at university, I think she was. So she was watching, like, so I thought, yeah, everybody can come in. So yeah, everything went all right. And then it took a while. I feel like it took longer than... with Eden, because that might have been an emergency, I think it was. And so you're sort of there with the tarpaulin. Oh, not tarpaulin, like the sheet over, and it wasn't as big as it was before. I thought, oh, fucking, I can see bits of you. So I thought, should I pop my head round?
Oh, big decision.
So I did. I had a look around, and I was expecting to see bloody kidneys and blood everywhere, but it's not, it's ever so clean and tidy the way they do it. It's like, imagine you've, ripped open a sofa.
Right, okay.
And it's, you know, and then yeah, there she comes, and it was great because you've got obviously the light on top. So it's like, oh, like this baby coming out with one arm first, like they, like bloody, I don't know, Excalibur or something. It comes out, yeah. And there's your little tiny little wriggly thing, yeah, tiny, dead healthy. With Eden, I didn't have the meconium, but I did this time. So she pooed pretty much straight away.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God, minging. So, yeah, lovely and healthy. Everyone was really, really nice. And he kind of stitched her all up and put her back together again. I think the whole thing must have been about 45 minutes, I think, which is mental, isn't it, really, when you think about it.
It's nothing, yeah. Because I remember I was at work. I think you went in the morning, and then I think in the afternoon you sent the text. I was like, oh, that's like bizarre. your day has been so much different to mine. You've just had a baby, and I'm just at work, and
yeah,
I get a text from you. Did you feel like it all came flooding back? Did you feel like a bit of a pro in the hospital ward? Because it's like, yeah, this is our second.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I know all the terms for things, meconium and all that.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, old and about, it wasn't like as fragile as it was. She was smaller, so it was kind of harder, but yeah, walking around like tea in one hand. Like, she did make us that tea as well, by the way. I got back and she was like, there's a tea on there for you. I thought, God bless the NHS. Yeah, a little bit. But I felt really bad. Like, so there was us. And another couple that, as I say, it was their second, their first as a couple, but I think. So I got really chatting to their dad. And obviously the chap that was next to us. And I think that she'd been in as well, so she had her bits kind of sewn together, so she couldn't have any more. I don't think she'll mind us talking about that, but there we go, it's a bit graphic.
No, it's fine, just don't name
her. So yeah, so we were there. So and I was determined, I'd say, determined to stay the night, because obviously I went back and slept at ours, but that was because of COVID.
Yeah.
But like, as a preamble to what we're going to say in a minute, like, they literally, I keep moaning about it. All I had was one of those plastic chairs that you have at bloody school, right? And I'm sat on this for 20 hours, and I don't know if you know this or not about me, Paul, but I've got a touch of sciatica, and it's pretty kicking off, right?
So, I do know you've got a glass back, yeah. Bit like me,
honestly. So I can't get comfortable as well. And I know there's one of those soft ones, you know, the big armchair, the big green ones that are padded.
Yeah,
there's one over there that's not been used since this fucking morning, but I haven't got the cheek to go and ask for it. So then, I think it was about 2 o'clock in the morning, I think it was. It might have been about midnight. Between midnight and 2 o'clock. So 1 o'clock. Rach was like, do you want to go home? I was like, yeah, might as well. I'm not sleeping on here. There's not a chance in hell. So I managed to sort of drive back and have a bit of a kip round ours. And then I come back in again about 7 o'clock again, maybe 8 o'clock the next morning. So she stayed in with the baby. And then, back in the next day. Still on that plastic pissing chair.
So I'm going to stop you there, because are you going to tell the story about when you came back in the next day? Because I remember you sort of shared that with us, and it was quite a funny story where you were asked like when your baby was due, when you came back in, and you said, "Oh, well, I won't ruin it. I don't know if you want to tell the story."
I can't remember that. I can't remember.
Didn't you ask for some directions, and they said, "Oh, good luck," and you said, "Oh no, I've already had the baby."
Sorry, yeah. So. Second time around, then we had to park elsewhere, and you kind of walk through. And they're also doing building work, so if this walkway's shut, you can't go through. You'd have to go through the actual building, and then you go through like the day surgery bit. Go through some doors, and you come out the other end. But that door was shut, so I'm like wandering around the corridors, like there. And I think I had the car seat with me. So I didn't have to keep walking back and forth. So anyway, I kind of got to this reception, and I was like, "I'm after the maternity ward. Can you tell us which way it is?" And they were like, "Yeah, just go down there, turn left, and you know you'll find a set of stairs. Go for the stairs. Go for the door. It's literally around the corner." Do you know what you're having yet? I said, "Oh yeah, we've had it." They said, obviously, like, congratulating me. You know what you're having yet? I was like, "Yeah, we had a girl yesterday," and we're like. They didn't say it, but we can tell on their face. You're like, so you went home and you've left your wife and you've slept in your own bed the night that your child is born. Honestly, the face like frigging thunder. Yeah. I was like, yeah, see ya. I was like, yeah.
Did you say, yeah, but yeah, I've got a really bad back?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I've got glass back.
Got sciatica.
Yeah, honestly. Oh, fucking hell. So that was the first time I was fucking mud in this hospital, bloody. So then, obviously, I went back again, and essentially, as long as the baby's healthy, they'll let you go, obviously. And we were sort of muttered about midday-ish. They normally wait about 24 hours. So she was born about 12:15 in the afternoon. So they normally wait about 24 hours. So I knew it was going to be a bit of a wait. Still got that plastic chair. So at this point, like, there's different people coming in, just kind of checking on baby, checking on Rach. Don't ask me if I'm all right, but anyway. So then Rach is sat in a chair with the baby. And I thought, I'm gonna have a lie down here. I'm just going to sit on the bed and have a little bit of a lie down. And as soon as my arse end touched this bed, the curtains open, flying in, and the doctor comes in and said, she was like, jokingly, but it clearly wasn't joking. She was like, you shouldn't really be in that bed, should you? It's like, no. So I got looking mad. They were like, honestly, looked at me as if I would do it because I lay down on this bed for a nanosecond. Yeah. But then I managed to get, as I say, got that chair. It's one of those kind of green ones, and it was ripped to fuck. And I was showing my dad like pictures of it. He said, that should be in there. That could be like proper, like full of bugs and all sorts. So managed to get a care. So that wasn't too bad in the end. So we're kind of waiting around. And during the night, the couple that was across the way from us that we were chatting, they were put in another part of the world, and I was gutted because they had a slightly bigger than expected child, so they gave us a load of newborn stuff that couldn't fit them. So I got them like a Mac and Cheese in return. It was really nice just having a chat with him. Dad was sound as, and then didn't see him the next day, so I was gutted. And then just as we were about to leave, I bumped into him. And I was like, I'll come and see you, say goodbye, like, and it disappeared. So I can't remember his name or anything like that. So it was a bit of a shame, because it would have been nice to kind of, you know, have a bit of a chat, like, because we were
if they're listening,
if they're listening,
get in touch.
if they're one of the 20 people that listen to this podcast,
you never know. They might recognise your voice and be like, "Ah, okay."
Oh yeah,
we'll get in touch via the socials.
So I think we ended up coming out about between, what was it, quite like 2 and 4 o'clock, something like that. So it was about 4 o'clock because I just had about enough time to go and drop Emmy and Rachel off at home to then go pick Eden up from nursery.
I was going to say, did you get Eden and go to the hospital?
Yeah, so I was so excited. I was like, this is going to be amazing. The first time they're going to look at each other, it's going to be the big sisters forever, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Went and picked her up and everybody knew, all the carers, not carers, all the nursery staff knew what was going on. They were like, oh, congratulations. I was like, no, it's amazing. My back, but we'll talk about it. And then Eden comes out. I was like, Eden, do you want to go home and see baby sister? She just went, no.
Oh,
you just ruined it. But I'd say that, when she comes in, it was really cool. I had a load of pictures taken, so that was really special as well. Special like 48 hours, really, and went so well. They can't thank the staff enough. The ladies that kind of work there, they work so hard, but they'll do anything for you. And especially if you're a bit cheeky with them, like if you kind of ask for things, like just joking, they'll do it. So there's obviously there's the tease there for, obviously you place your order on this screen that Rach did. So it's got big, I don't know if your wife had the same. It's like a big, you have your screen over all the entertainment bits on, but you order your food on. As you do. So she ordered her food. It was like a fucking Moroccan lamb. I ordered. Wow. So that comes, you don't eat it. So again, I was like scoffing at because I was starving because I didn't eat oat. Because if they catch you eating the bloody food, fucking hell.
he's been on the bed.
I know.
Kick him out.
It's on a bloody hotel. It's like, right, leave the key at reception on the way out. So yeah, bits like that and nicking bread, like there's like a little kitchenette area where you can make your own cups of teas with the smallest pissing mugs going. I was like, oh. And then they can get like bread rolls that are there left over, so I can just kind of help myself to that.
So you've just been like scavenging around for food. Yeah.
I was like that bloody raccoon go through thing the bins. Off Ice Age.
Yeah.
Yeah, go through the, no, yeah.
Well, you got the beers, to be fair.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. But yeah, so that was it. Baby all healthy. And then obviously they come around to do the checks. And the only kind of concern that we had was if she was a bit jaundiced.
Yeah.
So she had a touch of George Best about her. So yeah, a bit red, but
touch of Lisa Simpson. Kind
of, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that kind of went after about a week or so, maybe a bit longer. But she just looked like she'd had a tan, basically. She looked like she'd been on sunbeds.
Yeah.
So as I say, she's now 7 weeks. Really healthy. Had a bit of reflux, so we'll talk about that a little bit later on. So she's sick quite a lot, but we had the same with Eden. But really, really, really good. So I've been back to work now 3 weeks or 4 weeks. And because obviously with Eden it was during lockdown, so that wasn't too bad. But now, like, I you know when you say you've never been so tired,
yeah,
I have never been so tired.
So you're going to work, and you're doing, I suppose you're coming back, and then you're doing like the night stuff as well.
Yeah, so
I'm doing some of the night feeds and
So the routine is basically I'll get home from work. Obviously, Rach is off, so she'll be with her all day, and then I'll come in and I'll kind of look after her there. We've still got, obviously, the same routine with Eden, so she'll go to bed about 7, and she'll still need me in there with her. So between sort of 7, half past 7, I'll be in there, and obviously Rach will be down feeding. And then at that point, we kind of swap. So from about 8 o'clock, I'll be down with Emmy, and then I'll do the final feed of the day. Now, that final feed can be any time between sort of 9 o'clock and half past 10, possibly 11. So we'll do that feed, and then if we get her down about half 11, midnight-ish, then Rachel will be up in the night with her. So Rachel will probably wake up sort of, if we're lucky, about 1, 2 o'clock-ish. And then on a good night, she can come back bed again about 4 o'clock and have a couple of hours. But sometimes she's been up all night with her.
Oh, right. Okay.
And then if she sort of does go sleeping and wakes up again about between 4 and 6, then I'll kind of get up and that'll be the start of my day.
So you're getting a chunk of sleep at least from.
Yeah, so I get big old late on. I get about 4 or 5 hours in the thingy. But then unfortunately it's kind of coincided where Eden's kind of had a bit of a relapse and been away. I think whether it's because it's hot, I think that doesn't help as well. So she's been getting up at about 1, 2 o'clock as well.
Yeah.
So So some nights I've ended up having to go into bed with her, and then come down and sort of do Emmy in the morning. So it's working for us. That tiredness, you do have to kind of get over it.
It's just the hard slog, isn't it? That you eventually, at some point, will get through. But yeah, we're still going through it now. That's the hardest bit. But especially the first few weeks, it's the hardest bit to get around. And like you're now getting used to having two. And with Eden, you know, if she was sleeping, it might make it a bit easier. When you've got two, as we found out recently, and they're both up, it's just an absolute. It's hard, but like you say, you have to just try your best and get on with it and adapt.
So you've mentioned then that you're going through a bit of a sleep battle at the moment. So what started that? How long has it been going on? Who's it with? Is it the eldest or?
I think it's with both. I think you just never know what's causing it. So I think last time we did one of our podcasts, we were talking about sleep, and it was like, the eldest is quite good. She'll still sleep through. She's not really that disturbed by her. And it's almost like that jinxed it.
Because
for the last probably 2 months, the youngest has gone. She's gone through a bit of a sleep regression. So she's been getting up more regularly in the night. She's having to be settled, but at the same time, so it wouldn't be too bad, but at the same time, the eldest has been just really unsettled with her sleep. So we're trying loads of different things at the moment. The last week or couple of weeks, we've had there's a cold or flu going around, and we've all had it. So the youngest got that, and that completely sort of wiped out the sleep, because she was up most of the night. I remember one night where she just wouldn't settle, and we were really concerned because her cry had changed a bit. So we just said, well, let's just take her to A&E because we can do 111, but they'll probably just end, as we've learned before, they just end up saying, I'll go to A&E. So took her to A&E. She got to A&E. She was laughing and joking. They're like, no, there's nothing wrong with her. Sent her home. So we were like, we looked like complete amateurs. And we were like, no, she's definitely been up all night, and she's definitely been crying. She's definitely something wrong. And they're like, no, she's fine.
Well, to be honest with you, that's obviously not what going to be thinking. You think that as a parent, like you feel like you won't, but they're not going to think that. You're not, as a parent, going to be like in the middle of the night, going to be rushing your kids to hospital when you know, like, I could just be at home and we could just deal with it at home.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's difficult to kind of get around that thought process, but that's obviously the you know, what they're thinking. But so with your youngest, when do you think she started, like, asking for a friend? That being me, when do they think the full night sleep? So we got about 4 hours out of her yesterday, which was great. So how can you remember when, you know, she fell into that pattern of being able to sleep the majority of the night?
Probably only literally just recently. We've had a couple of nights recently where she started sleeping a lot. Then there was a spell where she was sleeping really well, but would have to go in and just perhaps put a dummy in.
Yeah,
a couple of times, but with our eldest, she dropped that night feed quite early on because she was eating quite a lot in the day. Whereas with our youngest, she doesn't perhaps eat as much in the day. So up until recently, she's still been getting up, and we can only settle her by giving her some milk. So probably not the answer you want to hear, but it's taken a while with the youngest.
Because I seem to think, slightly remember that he just pretty quick, like, but as I said, it might just be that sort of fantasy. You might only remember the good bits about it, don't you?
I think it is, I think it is, and I've said that this to my wife. It's we definitely only remember the good bits with the eldest, because when I think about it, like putting the eldest to bed when she was a baby, I really struggled with. She just didn't want to settle for me, but with the youngest, because we've shared it. Yeah. So that's been really positive. She's really good for both of us, really going to bed. So she goes to bed really well, and then she'll sleep for about 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
Then she'll be unsettled for a bit, and then she'll sleep again. So there's just that middle bit, and we're slowly getting over that.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not saying on that day I was tired. That day where she didn't sleep and she had to go to A&E. I'm not saying I was tired, but I sat downstairs with our eldest, who'd been up all night as well. We watched Bluey.
Yeah.
And I started getting emotional at Bluey.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm telling Ty, because I'm starting to get upset over this episode of Bluey where it's about sleep. It's like, I'm definitely tired and emotional.
It's as if they know, don't it? As I say, still not fully in on, we watched a couple episodes the other day. You can't really, but yeah, but I've not seen it yet, but they know, don't they? Like, oh, you, oh God, yeah. So with, as I said, we've gone through a bit of a pattern with both of our kids where they sit quite a lot. So yeah, we've been, I say, like Rachel's been to doctors with her a couple of times, and it could be just like reflux. So we've had a period of Gaviscon. So we've used Gaviscon to try and thicken it up a little bit, and that didn't really work. So we were thinking maybe if she's up in the night is because that she's still on, because she's sicking stuff up, and she can be quite, there's quite a lot of it. Like, so literally today, I think Dean recommended it actually. We've sorted out with the doctor. So I went to the doctor again on Monday, and they've put us on a prescription of Caringate Carabel. So it's just like thickening powder that you're putting into it. But the problem is that it takes 5-7 minutes to make, because you have to put it in before, like for a while, you'll have to stir it for a minute, then you have to leave it for about 5-6 minutes. Right. And when you've got a squawking baby, it's like, really. So we've only
had
it today.
That's a long time, yeah.
We've only kind of had it today, but she hasn't been sick at all.
Wow.
Like, literally straight away. So hopefully then. So as I say, she's gone down with it now. She's stirring a little bit. And it's been, she'll be due a feed in the next hour or so. But yeah, no sick. So she's usually sick every time you burp her. So every time she basically, we try and burp her every ounce. So she's on 5 ounces at the moment, so that's 5 times. So we'll bet she'll be sick. But yeah, at the moment, like, she's fingers crossed. Hopefully that'll fix that side of things. Yeah. Hopefully she'll slip a bit more in the evening, because
we had a similar thing, but we just went on to the thicker formula. There's a thicker formula you can get, but it was a lot more expensive, so looking back we should have got that. But yeah, that being sick every time is an absolute nightmare, especially in the middle of the night. You're thinking, oh, you just want to get them fed and try and get them back, settle them back down again. And if they're sick all over themselves, it's a pain, isn't it?
And they kind of lure you into that false sense of security, because obviously we come downstairs for the feed and she'll fall asleep on us whilst I'm watching something. Like, it's a good job the football's been out, actually, because it's been good to kind of have her down here whilst I've been watching the football. But I say, so we'll put it, and then it's like, you could creep up the stairs, like, dog fucking bark, so I have to kick him. And then put her down, like, and you kind of, it's like dismantling a bomb in it, and then you walk away, and then you just think, is she right?
You just hear that, and then, that noise.
Yeah, and then the rustling of the bed, and then she sort of stirs, and then she sometimes she wakes. But you know what I like doing? It's foolproof, this one. So take this recommendation if you like. Did you ever used to watch wrestling as a kid?
Yes.
Like WWF. So you know when you stick them in the sleeper hold and you hold their arm up and it drops and it all like turns.
Yeah.
The third one, they wake up like that, right? So that's what I do with her. They put her in a sleeper hold, obviously. So I lie her in bed.
Just for the benefit of social services.
I've not done that
for weeks.
Exactly. Yeah, it's been a long time. It's fine. So I pick her arm up, and then if it drops, I know she's asleep. If she's like, puts her arm up like that, bloody Hulk Hogan. Yeah, because they relax, don't they? So
I've heard
so,
that's a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I do something similar. So you're right. It is like dismantling a bomb. It's that slowly putting them down, and then you realise you've got one hand trapped, don't you? Like under the head, under like, their bum, where you've been held.
What's like, that film like, where that bloke gets? What's that film where he gets his hand stuck under?
Yeah, like Rock and a Hard Place. Yeah.
Grab to cut my arm off here.
Yes, like that. So I put my hand on her chest, so she thinks she's still holding her.
Yeah,
and that I found that worked for a while. Whereas now she's a bit older.
Yeah,
it's a bit easier. If she's definitely in a deep sleep, you know, you can just pull your arm from under her. Because our child, she's got this like kick, she'll kick her legs, so you're like, you'll know she's not properly asleep.
Oh, is that okay? So with them, she will you kind of feel the body just go like that, just sort of sink.
They feel heavy, don't they?
Or sometimes eyes roll in her head. That's creepy as AF.
Oh yeah, it's weird, that is. I forgot. So you forget all these things.
What are you dreaming about? Nothing's happened. So that'll be then you kind of I've just spent maybe sort of 10-15 minutes on to tidy up and that, because you know, it's difficult. You do like try and stay on top of it. like the your general kind of house chores and that, but then you just have half an hour at the end of the day and you just think, right, I'm going to crash now. And the battle starts again in about 4 hours, so...
Yeah.
But as I said, we've same with Eden, really. We're dead lucky that she's not been able to show a bit of that jaundice, but that's not really impacted her. Oh, she's glowed for a few days. Like she's been on a kebab spit.
How's Eden adapted?
Oh yeah, she's been amazing, to be fair. She'll every now and again, if the baby starts crying, she'll go up to, "All right, darling, what's up, sweetheart?" Like that to her. It's like, well, funny. She's got a great sense of humour. She put Rachel's running shoes on the other day. She went, "I'm just going and popping out for a run." Like that. It's like, oh, funny.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so she will try and help. She's got to this stage now where she's the foot stomp. I don't know if I sent you that video. So I think it's on the border of India and Pakistan, and they do like a flag change every day, I think it is, or some sort of ceremony. And part of it, they stamp the feet. And that was like, that's exactly like our Eden when she doesn't get her own way. So she proper stamps her feet.
Yeah. So we get that from our eldest, to be fair.
So she wants to help. And you'll try and feed, like, it's awkward to try and feed because you've got to try and keep her up because she's sick all the time. So it's got to be a particular angle. So she's like, "I want to help." And she doesn't take no as an answer sometimes. So she'll like stamp her feet. So it's like, "Right, okay, you just hold the bottle that way," shoving the bloody bottle in her face. If she wants to help and she can't really because, you know, she will kick off. But yeah, she's been so good. She'll play with her. Excuse me. She'll learn. That's nice for the pod, isn't it? As a burp.
Yeah,
she'll
keep it
real. Yeah, exactly. Live. Unedited. What did you have to say when you said a word at the same time? What was the thing?
We did that last time, didn't we? I'm sure we did.
Have to say? What was the thing? Jinx. There we go. Jinx. So if we kind of lie down on the got like a mat with some toys on top of, which she's starting to kind of look at a bit. She's, I think, all of her movement's still involuntary, but as I say, still going.
Yeah.
So we Eden will lie down with her, or if we've changed her on the sofa, she'll lie down with her, and she definitely recognises her. She'll like smile at her and things like that. She definitely recognises her voice. So like you were saying, she'll have a look round for her. So yeah, she'll get involved with that. She'll try and feed her every now and again, so you know she'll hold on to that. She's helping out loads, and yeah, they're grateful. We want her to be best mates for the rest of the time. Like, but you know, we know at some point they might fall out.
Yeah, that's good though. They've started that way, and that's the same for ours. And your little one gets bigger, you'll see the interaction becomes more because they can help a bit more. I remember walking downstairs about a week ago, and the eldest had managed to get the youngest on the changing mat. Was basically changing a nappy. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
So, was she picked her up and put her on the
changing mat? Because she was already on her back and she was playing with her dollies anyway. The eldest was. It was the funniest thing I've seen. And she's like, "Come on!" And she was changing a nappy. Funniest thing I've ever seen. But you were just these little things just come around in your day when you're together, and they make it all worthwhile. But they're just funny.
I might have asked you this before, but have you found that, especially things like physical developments, like is she crawling, do you think like your youngest has got there a little bit quicker because she's copied your eldest?
Yeah, definitely. We can see that now. Like today was a big milestone. Today she stood up on her own, like,
nice.
She's been like doing the sofa surfing for ages.
Yeah,
but today she just suddenly was just standing up on her own, and we were like, "Oh, she's standing up."
Yeah, it is like that. They look more surprised than you, don't they? They're like,
"Yeah,
fucking hell, man." It won't, but she'll be walking out a fortnight, I reckon, maybe 2 weeks.
It won't be long. And our eldest, she took ages. She took nearly 2 years before she properly walked.
Yeah.
So it is. They are definitely quicker. She's definitely into more things. She's more curious about everything. She wants everything that her sister has,
right?
But sometimes can't have, and she lets you know if she can't have something. You say no, she'll let you know,
right?
In her own way. It's quite funny. But she's starting to say little noises now, so she can say her sister's name through like the sound almost. Which is quite sweet.
I think it's quite, without sort of obviously giving your daughter's name, I think it's quite a nice. Dean will know more because of phonics and shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the
purpose,
yeah.
But you'll talk to her and you'll say, like, where's this or where's that or where's daddy or where's mommy? And she'll point. So she'll, it's the development's, yeah. Like you say, you do forget some of it for your eldest, but I think she's definitely developing quicker.
Yeah, I think Eda wasn't far off a year when she were walking.
Yeah,
we've got videos of everything, haven't you, and pictures and stuff. So it was
you'll find yourself going back over, like, oh, when did they do that? And you'll go back over your pictures.
Well, the big one is the comparison to see if they look alike. And for the most part, babies are babies, aren't they, for the first bit? But then once the kind of the swelling's gone down, she didn't look quite as swollen or as Eden was. But now she's starting to kind of, from certain angles, the spit. You can tell the sister's like, especially when they're crying. when they've got a face on them, yeah, oh, she's a bloody sister.
Yeah.
And your mother as well.
Yeah.
I'm joking. She doesn't listen to the pod. She's fine.
She doesn't. Yeah,
she's sick of his voice 24/7. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's if you had it where they're both crying. Yeah, that's an interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah. And
especially if you're on your own, you're like, okay, so you're both crying. So that's
when I can't. So I don't think it was for long, but it felt like bloody forever because it was. I can't remember what happened. Oh, I can't remember. So. It was a hot day the other day, wasn't it? And I picked up Eden, and obviously she's quite sticky. And then obviously went to put her in the car seat, and I caught up the fat of her legs in the belt buckle thing.
Yeah.
Ooh, so she was fucking howling, right?
Yeah.
And then she wouldn't come out of the van, so I had to pick her up, like drag her through, and all that. And then Rachel's like, "Can I go for a run?" She was like, "Yeah, that's fine, I'll deal with that." Then, because Emmy was asleep at the time, then she woke up. I'm like, Christ, it was only for about 5 or 10 minutes, but it's like stress, Eric. It was going off, so it doesn't happen very often, but when it does, it's fucking horrible. You want to try,
horrible,
and,
yeah,
because what you got because it's like that fight or flight almost, isn't it? I suppose you want to be like, you want to stay calm and rational, but when you're trying to tell you the hardest thing I can't do is count to five, right? So when everyone's crying, all I've got to do is count how many spoonfuls of the formula put in. And about I have to do it out loud. And
yeah,
he was
why
are you counting? I was like, because I forget otherwise. So I go, 1, 2, fuck. How many is that?
Because your mind drifts off to something else you've got to do. 1, 2, oh, I've done that.
I can't, I thought I could multitask. Well, I can't, especially if it's like she's crying, then the dog will start fucking barking. So yeah, it does happen a bit, and my head goes to mush. But yeah, the best advice we got is there's this new thing. I can't remember what it was. I think it's called CALM or something. I can't remember what the acronym stands for. But it's basically, if you can't get your child to stop crying, just leave them. Just put them down somewhere and.
Yeah,
leave them to. Then as long as they're safe, they're not going to hurt themselves. They just kind of let it get it out of the system, and that's what we kind of. I've got to try and get used to doing. Or what we've got used to doing is just basically trying to not rush everything through because she's crying. Because essentially, she'll be fine. She's hungry. She's not. There's nothing up with her. I just need to kind of make this formula because they will
babies
be fine.
Cry,
they,
don't they? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They cry for everything. And once you've gone through the check, hungry, tired, uncomfortable, burping, those sorts of things, you'll find the answer to it. So you will kind of get used to it at some point.
They show you that video in the hospital, don't they? That I'm sure that's something they showed us.
You got a video?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm. I don't know who'd present that.
I don't think it was presented. It was just like a cartoon video of
put your baby
down.
Who'd be on that? I don't know. Hi, I'm Tim Lovejoy. You might remember me from How to Burp a Baby. We didn't have any. And they might have sent us some homework to do. But yeah, we're like, we're fine. Because like that first week when you get back, it is piss easy. We're like looking at each other. People are like, do you need help? No, we don't need help.
Yeah.
We're fucking experts.
It's the easy bit, yeah.
And we were like, no, sweetheart. Shall I go to bed? No, you go to bed. You have a rest. No, you go to bed. I'll do this. I've got it. It's fine. A week later, fucking get me out of here. It's like week two and it all goes to shite.
She's very quiet. She's very quiet. She's the loudest thing in the house.
So on the ward, she was one of the only babies. It didn't really cry. So she doesn't cry. She's so, and then like week day 10, Emmy finds her voice. It's like, wah, like that. Yeah. Fucking hell. It's not the loudest. It's not too bad, but it's like, man alive, I'm coming. I'll tell you, like, I've missed this off actually. This about like Ian's birth. Emmy's birth. So, Rach's stepsister was due at the same time. So in fact, her son was due, I think it was 2 weeks, maybe even 3 weeks before Emmy was due. Now, obviously, we take into consideration bringing the week forward because the C-section was the week before and her stepsister was having a natural birth. So, obviously, for that 2 weeks, he was like, it's not happening. So, obviously, Rach has gone into hospital. I think her stepsister would have gone into hospital as well on the Tuesday, I think. So this her child was 3 weeks, was supposed to be 3 weeks older than Eden, than Emmy, was born 12 hours after. So she must have been in labour for a hell of a long time. Like, it must have been real brutal for her. So it's like, it's really weird. It's just like, as I said, yeah, Emmy was supposed to be sort of 3 weeks after. And we're like, oh, comparing it, we're talking about, well, you'll have yours. And we're like, and they're like, yeah, she's not had it yet. Wow. So it's almost like, you know, I'm not obviously the mother, so I wouldn't have been able to say, but it's like, I don't know why people wouldn't have that C-section, because you know exactly what's happening, you know when it's going to happen, you can sort the music out, yeah, and all that, and so you know when it's going to happen. But yeah, God, so we felt kind of bad really that our kid was born like beforehand. So yeah, she's got a little cousin that's sort of 12 hours younger.
Okay, well, that'd be good, won't it, when they're growing up.
Yeah, so that's cool. Mate, yeah, we don't really get to see much of the cousins at the moment with them living so far away, like, but when they do, it is nice. Yeah. So yeah, that was a big shout out to obviously the family there that have been and, you know, had babies as well. Like, so I won't shout out names unless they don't want to. But you know, that was pretty cool. So at the top of the pod, you were saying then that obviously your youngest is about to hit a massive milestone, and you're prepping for it this weekend. So has she turned one, or will she be turning one?
Yeah, I mean, she's turned one a couple of days ago, but it was in the week, so we decided to have a party, big bash on the Saturday. So that's tomorrow at time of recording. That's tomorrow. So I think I've alluded to it before. My wife's parents have very kindly lent us their big garden, so it's happening there. So we're having a bouncy castle, loads of friends and family, and food, and we're just hoping that the weather holds off. But
who's the bouncy castle for?
It's definitely not for the 1 year old, but she will go on it. There's a lot of children going, so it's to keep them entertained, really.
Like, we've got quite a few like nieces and nephews in that.
Yeah, and some of our eldest friends are coming as well.
And then the dads will pile on after.
Yeah, so the parents will definitely have a go at some point. I think the main thing is we just can't believe how quickly that year's gone, and it's gone in a flash, and it seems to have gone quicker than I remember it did the first time around. And suddenly you've got this 1 year old who's crawling around, got a little walker, almost walking, standing up, and like just so much bigger. And
because it obviously popped up on my feed when I think it was your wife had put on. I think it was, I'm sure it was. Yeah, I was like, can't believe, how's that a year already? Obviously, because I remember obviously having the chat when it was going through something. Sorry, I was the former, you know, the admin.
When that was going through,
bloody hell, man. So you took her out for a first birth. Where did you take her the other day?
Yeah, so it's been quite nice. I've had a bit of time off work. We took her to we put the eldest into school, and then we took the youngest to the Sea Life Centre in Birmingham.
Oh, you've done it again.
Which
you've had fun without her. Where have you been?
We didn't tell her beforehand. We told her afterwards, and she was fine. Showed us some photos.
Right.
But the Sea Life Centre is great for all children, but when they're that age, obviously they can't walk around and whatnot, but the sort of sensory side of it is amazing. So she absolutely loved it. You could just see it in her face. She was pointing, looking around. She could crawl now, so she could crawl through the little tunnels. So she absolutely loved it. And then me and her mum treated ourselves to a little spot of lunch in Birmingham as well, which was nice.
What did you have?
I can't remember why I asked, to be honest, but it was nice. It was lovely. So yeah, we had a nice little day where it's the three of us, so that doesn't happen all the time, especially with the hustle and bustle of work and school and dropping off and picking up and evening. So it was nice to give that 100% bit of attention to the youngest, which she doesn't get all the time from both of us anyway.
It wasn't though, because I think when on our last pod you'd had the christening as well. So
yeah,
it's nice that you've had those. So the other day was obviously for you and the little and the wife, and then this weekend is for like extended family and stuff like that.
That's it, yeah. Family and friends, yeah.
Didn't get the invite. Not got the invite.
Yeah, Dean's coming, to be fair, yeah.
Get the invite. Yeah, I'm gonna say.
You actually you did get the invite. You have had it. It was an electronic one.
Oh, is it? Oh, right, okay.
So what's actually happened is I've not had the reply, so...
I'll take you off mute. Or mute. So how's the catering then for tomorrow? Who's sorting out the catering there?
We've done a bit. We've bought some in. Parents are helping with some of it. Both sets of parents. So, yeah, very much buffet style. And then, you should see our fridge. It's
fridge's got food in it.
Yeah,
what's that like?
Loads of food, but I can't eat any of it because it's for the buffet. So don't eat any of that. Okay.
Is it like you have at Christmas, where your mum stack the fridge in October? Don't eat ours for Christmas. Yeah. Please, by date's November, mum.
yeah, it is like that. And then like our porch has got loads of drinks in it and bread and. I'd like to say I'd be more involved in the planning and prep for it, but I've just left it to my wife, who's really organised.
Because I
just would get it wrong. So
yeah, it's best to my role would be to not do anything.
Yeah,
would be just I prefer to get
that
out
role.
The way.
To be fair,
my job is just to kind of remember when the birthday is, sometime in December. But we had this chat before with the birthday parties, and Eden went to her first. Birthday party a couple of weekends ago, and like Jesus, so in the morning Rachel's like I'm gonna go and meet with some of my friends in the afternoon, I think it was, are you all right taking her on your own? I was like, you fuck it. Right, so
yeah,
like inside I was livid, but I'm like, nope, it's fine, we'll take him, we'll have a great day. So she's been dead excited about it. Got it's a little boy who's four. Got my present and that. Got outside the house. I don't want to go in. So she was dead shy. She had to kind of drag her in, so like pull her through. So she was like painfully shy again, like saying hello to the parents and stuff. And there's like kids running around everywhere, most of the boys, but we'll come to that in a minute. And then I was like, oh, look, Eden, there's a bouncy castle there. Do you want to go on? So I sort of launched her on it and she was fine. And then she was like, you know, like you've got you take your shoes off, there's my shoes. And then there's like the bit of the front. It's bounceable, but you don't bounce on it in case you hurt your sen. And then it's the main bouncy castle. She was sat on that and then saw these like bubble bits of liquid that were coming up from the front. I was like, she hasn't. She's literally just gone on this and she's wet it. She's pissed on it already. And luckily it was quite a long garden and there was a sort of a gazebo in the way. So we weren't in. So I'm like, I'd already taken my shirt off because it got a bit warm. So I'm like, I'm going to have to fucking wipe it. So I'm wiping it. Pull the piss on a bouncy castle.
With your shirt.
With my shirt like that. So now I've got to try and grab her. So my arm is so, and because obviously we'd walk there. Well, not obviously we'd walk there. We haven't got to change her clothes.
Oh no!
So I'm carrying through. I was like, oh, we've had have you got a toilet? She's like, yeah, through there. So I'm messaging Rach like, can you bring some clothes, please? Because I'm enjoying myself. Can you bring some clothes? Because we've had an accident, and I thought she'll walk, she'll drive around and things like that, and then I can get her changed in the car. It's fine. So I'm like, I'm following her on that. Where's my thing? So I'm following her through on my phone. It's like, where's she? Who's taking? She's literally on the corner. So she's walking. And I've got to go back through there with a fucking piss wet child. So yeah, I've got to change. And then she had a right laugh. So she had like a good time. So I went back on the bouncy castle and things like that. And obviously Rachel could walk because you had the baby and things like that. But what I did notice, and we've had this chat before, is obviously when we found we were pregnant, we were thinking, it would be nice to have a boy, have the name going through. But having gone to that four-year-old's birthday, like, I don't think we'll have kids ever again, but we're definitely not having a fucking boy.
Yeah.
Not a chance in hell. Yeah. They are mental, right? And there was one, how can I describe him? Little shit who was there. And
hopefully his parents aren't listening.
Well, they
won't know. They won't know.
So you know when you see someone, you when you see someone like of any age and their eyes are a bit like, you know they're a wrong'un.
Yeah.
He was just going around like kicking balloons out of other people's arms and then smacking them around the head. And then if somebody took his below, he'd like that, get really angry. And then he was like the only one on the bouncy castle at points, and he'd run and smash into the thing and fall over, right? And smash into it, fall over. And then he fell on somebody and they were like, started crying. So he fucking bit the leg. And I'm like, I've seen the mum in there. She's got a bloody yoga pants on, doing night, not looking after her son. And all the parents, like, tutted, basically. We were not, like, audibly, but we knew. And I was like,
looks disapproving.
Honestly. Yeah. And I'm like, if he comes anywhere near my sweetheart, I'm going to pole axe him on there. I don't care who's watching. I'm going to drop kick a 4-year-old off this bouncy castle if he goes anywhere near my sweetheart. So then, and then he got the, I've never seen it at a British birthday party before, but they had a piñata. You know,
I think
he kind of went fucking nuts on that, tried to smash them all. Mum was like, don't let him, I almost let slip of his name, like, because it's just, fuck it. Don't let other people go, sweetheart. And I'm like, he's an absolute sod. So he's in the, I was like, are you friends with him? And Eden was like, no. I was like, good. But like, it is, I did feel real bad, but oh, fucking absolute wrong and he is.
Yeah, I see it sometimes at like the soft plays we go to, and I remember, I'm sure our eldest got bitten by someone once, but I think that was a girl. But just other people's children sometimes when they're doing stuff like that, you're like, you're conscious obviously because they're children, but it's the parents. Saying anything, you're like, come on.
It was outside, but there's a bit where it started raining, and it was, as I say, quite a nice place, and they had like one of those. You know, like you can have your home built, like office down the side of the garden. So that was like, they'd moved over all the furniture. So we went in there. So obviously it's quite a tight space, and I could have kicked him. I could have just like gone like that, and nobody had ever seen. But I didn't.
Well done.
So that from then it was like, I am so glad I'm not had a boy. Those birthday parties are stressful, man. And also, we're not having any birthday parties for our kid.
Thanks. I didn't really want to hear that just before we're about to have tomorrow.
It'll be fine. Just don't invite boys that are knobs, basically.
Yeah. To be honest, it's mainly girls because it's obviously our elder. They're both girls, so
yeah.
So it'll be like boys, but mainly Taylor girls.
Taylor Swift will be on and Frozen and that. We should start listening to Frozen now, actually, and I get emotional listening to the song because I love it. Yeah. But we're at that Frozen stage, but. Well, well done. Lovely bit of business there, Paul.
Lovely.
Bit
obvious.
But you'll have to kind of keep us updated with how it goes. And hopefully, when we do our next pod in December. It's a shame that obviously Dean's not with us at the moment. He's going through obviously. And parenting hell as well, with like asleep with his daughter. So
I'm just hoping Dean's. I'm hoping he's writing. He's not here because he's writing some really good material for when he does come back.
You know, that'll be good, won't it?
We're gonna have a Dean special.
Bet
be good. He's had a lot of time.
Yeah, he'll come. I think they call it content, don't they? He'll come in with some absolute content.
Great day content. Yeah.
So, again, apologies, it's been so long, obviously, to you, Paul, really, personally. You know, we've not had a chat in a long time, but to all the listeners out there in the Doll's House, that we've not really been around for so long. So hopefully we can, now things have kind of settled it's just the tiredness really what stopped us. As I say, we could probably do it now. Now I know she could be settled, so we could probably do this a bit more regularly. Something else that we're kind of trying to get into as well is the sort of the sensory videos, and specifically like the learning videos. So on YouTube there are a load of videos for people to learn about ABC and things like that. So we're going to start popping our own content there as well. So if you search for In the Doll's House on YouTube, you'll start seeing there's baby sensory videos on there. We're going to be doing phonics on there as well. So there's going to be a load of content coming that way as well. So again, if you can kind of Obviously, I've listened to that. What we'd like to do as well is do actually some relaxation videos for parents as well, sort of like chill wave or relaxing music. So hopefully that will come up on our YouTube channel. So that's if you search for In the Doll's House on YouTube, and you'll find that channel there. Obviously, we'll try and keep the socials. So In the Doll's House Pod on Instagram as well. We do have TikTok, but we don't really use it because we're the wrong side of 30, aren't we? So.
Yes, definitely. What's TikTok?
It's a sound o'clock makes. So we're doing it like we just had a welcome week with the students at the college, like, and we're talking about like social media and what platform they use, and what would you talk about? Facebook, because obviously I use Facebook, and I'm like, well, you know, what's the target audience of Facebook? And we're like, old people, get this shit. Yeah, I'm in prime. You know what I mean? So yeah, and also like when you're filling out forms, you have to do that extra scroll to try and find the bloody 1985.
Yeah,
just one extra little flick down. It's like, oh yeah, so we are getting here. So I'll be 39 this year. I think we've got about, what are we in now? Yeah, 2 months away, I'll be 39, and I'm thrusting, I'll be in my 40s.
Yeah. Great, isn't it?
And you'll be 25 soon, won't you?
20, yeah. That's how old I feel, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, did, not anymore.
So I think, hopefully, tomorrow will go well. Hope it all goes see you there. I can't tomorrow. I've got, I don't know what we're doing. I'd love to. It's just kind of getting up there.
It's a long way.
It's probably a little bit too soon to get. It's about 3 hours in it to get enough. We might be able to. My niece's birthday is next week, I think. So maybe pop up that weekend if you're about. So we could do it then. So yeah, sorry, I can't be there, but hopefully it goes well, and Dean will be there as well. So, well, fingers crossed. Get the kettle on. So, yeah, I hope it goes well. But, yeah, so thanks very much for kind of joining us tonight, Paulie. It's lovely to see you again. I'm glad everything's going well with you and your family. I hope that kind of sleep battle kind of fixes itself soon enough. But, yeah, really appreciate it. And everyone at home, thanks very much for joining us again. Hopefully it won't be as long until the next one. But until the next time, we'll see you again in the Doll's House.